The whole creation celebrated the birth of Jesus. We know the story tells of a mother, the father, the innkeeper, and the shepherds, the angel and the magi. But in the light of the whole creation celebration, we don't want to forget about the animals that were an important part of the story of Jesus.
At the time that Jesus was about to be born into this world, everyone had to go to their hometown to be counted for the government. That meant that Joseph, Jesus' father, and Mary, Jesus' mother, had to go 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Today, that would take a couple hours by car, but back then it was 4 days of hard walking, and Mary was not in any shape to be walking that far. So they used a donkey to carry her and all of her food and clothing for the journey, probably a blanket or two also. The donkey helped them out so much.
Here we go.
I set the donkey shaggy and brown.
You know, when they got to Bethlehem, all the places to stay were booked up. Mary needed a place to lie down really badly from all that traveling. So one man felt bad and let Joseph and Mary stay in their cave where the farm animals lived. Jesus was born there. There wasn't any beds for them in the cave except hay. And the cow shared her food trough as a cradle for the new baby. She probably shared some of her milk too.
Okay, cow. Here we go.
I said that cow all white and red. I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my egg to pillow his head. I said that cow all white and red.
You might have heard about the shepherds. They were out in a field with their sheep when a sky full of angels totally surprised them, telling them about this new baby. The shepherds went to visit the baby. They bought blankets made of the only thing they had, wool from the backs of their sweet sheep. Even though Bethlehem was warm in the daytime, the sheep's blankets kept the baby warm at night.
Okay, sheep and cat.
I said the sheep
So there was a donkey and cows and people visiting and a new baby, a baby that got hungry and tired and needed to sleep, but probably fussed and cried sometimes. So the doves came and gave their gentle cooing that helped everyone calm down and helped the baby go to sleep.
Here we go, doves.
I said the dove.
How old Jesus was when the wise men came. They came from the east following the amazing star that was shining over Bethlehem, pointing them to where Jesus was living with his family. They traveled far over deserts and down long dusty roads from faraway countries. They could travel far because they rode on the backs of a camel who could travel without much water. The camels were strong to carry their magi and their gear to present for the baby.
Here goes the camel.
I said the camel.
Honored the baby by sharing the gifts they had. All creation joined in the celebration of the coming of the baby Jesus.
Nice. So every feast by some good spell.
Everybody stand up. We're going to clap.